Well, Joe, it sounds like we've got kind of a neat event coming up. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, ma'am. We have a young lady that was in Pearl Harbor on 1941 when it was bombed. I don't know the area, but she said she was on Ford Island, which is supposedly close to Pearl Harbor. And she kind of goes around and talks about what it was like on that day.
Wow. I know that you probably maybe haven't heard her actually speak, but it sounds like you've had some communication with her. Sometimes when people go through things like that, it's an emotional event. Do you think that she'll display those emotions, or is she okay?
I'm relatively sure she is all right with it. This is what she does a lot of the time. She spends a lot of time talking to kids and people alike about this.
So tell us her name, and do you know how old she is?
Her name is Dorinda Nicholson, and she said she was 5 or 6 in 1941, so that would put her pushing 80 maybe.
Okay, so let's talk about the event itself. Is it she's going to speak, and then will there be an opportunity to ask questions, or how's it going to be set up?
Yes, there'll be questions afterwards. I'm sure she'll hang around as long as you have questions. 30 to 45-minute program with a video presentation, and then she'll go from there.
Very good. I expect that your members are probably pretty excited about this presentation as well.
I like to think they are, yes.
Very good. Okay, is there a fee for this program, and how long do we expect it to last that day?
No, it is free to the public, and it should last, though the program should be 30, 45 minutes or so.
Okay, and I want to confirm the information that I have. I have September the 14th at 6 p.m. If people don't know where the St. Luke's Free Church is, can you give us some brief directions?
Sure can. If you come to Wellington, at the corner of 131 and 24 Highway, if you go north into town, hit the stoplight, and you're going to turn left and follow it about a mile, and St. Luke's will be up there on the hill.
Okay, very good. Anything else that you would like to add, sir?
If you haven't heard the history of Pearl Harbor or anything, or if your kids are not aware of it, now would be a perfect opportunity because people that have been there firsthand are not really readily available anymore. So you can hear what it's like to go through a traumatic experience quite like Pearl Harbor.